This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we are in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is also a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees His slaves from the fire. And so, what does this mean? Firstly, to be freed from the fire. العتق من النار, to be freed from the fire. العلماء رحمهم الله, they mention that if a person was to be freed from the fire, it does not mean that he will not fall into sins after this. A person can fall into sins after this, minor or major. But what it means is that ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow this person to make a tawbah before his death. So he will be given the ability to make a tawbah before his death, and he dies upon a tawbah. And this is what it means for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free a person from the fire. And since this is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from the fire every day and every night, so that's 60 opportunities, it is important for a believer to look into the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see the deeds in which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised that Allah would free the person who adheres to this deed. Allah would free him from the fire. There are a hadith that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, whoever does such and such, Allah frees him from the fire. So let's look into a few of these matters. What are the ways in how a person can free himself from the fire and earn freedom from the fire? Number one, at-tawheed, the matter of at-tawheed. Obviously, this is the biggest matter in your life, and that is to adhere to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to acknowledge and to testify the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَوْجَبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَهُ بِهَا الْجَنَّةِ وَأَعْتَقَهُ بِهَا مِنَ النَّارِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who says La ilaha illallah, and this is not just a statement on the tongue, it must be also from the heart. So a person must acknowledge this word and embrace this word and live by this word. Whoever lives by this word and says La ilaha illallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla's promise upon such a person is that He admits him into the paradise and frees him from the fire. Then that's the first and ultimate matter. Always live with the word La ilaha illallah in your life. And this is the greatest means in which Allah Azza wa Jal frees the people from the fire. Number two, it is a dhikr, one of the remembrances that we are supposed to say during the morning and in the afternoon. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, anyone who says, اللهم إني أصبحت أشهدك وأشهد حملة عرشك وملائكتك وجميع خلقك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. Anyone who says this, which means, oh Allah, I call upon you, or you say, يعني اللهم إني أصبحت in the morning, meaning, oh Allah, I have entered a new morning and I call upon you and upon the bearers of the throne, those who carry the throne from the angels. And I also call upon your angels, and I call upon all your creation, that they bear witness and testify that you are Allah, أنت الله. لا إله إلا أنت. There is no Lord worthy of worship except you. أنت الله. لا إله إلا أنت. وحدك لا شريك لك. You are one, and there is no partner for you. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُكَ وَرَسُولُكَ, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your slave and he is your messenger. Whoever says this dhikr once, Allah Azza wa Jal frees a quarter of him from the hellfire. And whoever says it twice, Allah frees half of him from the fire. And whoever says it three times, Allah Azza wa Jal frees three quarters of him from the fire. And whoever says it four times, Allah Azza wa Jal frees him completely from the fire. And this is the same matter if you were to say it in the afternoon with Allahumma inni amsaytu ushiduka wa ushidu hamalat arshika until the end of it. So say this dhikr four times in the morning and four times in the afternoon, it frees you from the fire. Imagine this, over and over again, you are يعني, guaranteeing for yourself freedom from the fire every morning and every afternoon. So that if you die that morning before the afternoon, then you are freed from the fire. And if you say it in the afternoon and you die before the morning, then you are also freed from the fire, بإذن الله تعالى. The third matter is defending your brother, defending your Muslim brother or sister's honor behind their back. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من ذب عن عرض أخيه بالغيبة كان حقا على الله أن يعتقه من النار. That anyone who defends his Muslim brother or sister from behind their back, then it is upon Allah. Allah makes it mandatory upon himself that he frees such a person from the fire. So if you're in a gathering and someone was speaking about someone, he's backbiting someone, speaking ill of someone, and that person is not in your presence, and you defend that brother or that sister rightfully, then Allah Azza wa Jal frees your neck from the fire. This is a reward, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. Another matter is fasting. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi inda kulli fitrin utaqa wa thalika fi kulli layla. This is general fasting, whether in Ramadan or other than Ramadan. At every moment of iftar, Allah Azza wa Jal frees people from the fire. Once again, whether in Ramadan or outside of Ramadan. The main thing is, if a person is breaking his fast, meaning he was fasting the whole day, at the moment of breaking the fast, Allah Azza wa Jal frees people from the fire at that time. And for Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عُتَقَى فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ. For Ramadan, there's something special. Every day and every night, Allah Azza wa Jal frees people from the fire, and that is 60 opportunities. So what we learn from this is that make this dua, include it in your dua during the time of the day and at night, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to free you from the fire. Because if this is a time in which Allah frees people from the fire, then it is only it only makes sense that the slave rush to asking Allah Azza wa Jal to grant him that kind of reward and free him from the fire. Another thing is at-tasbih. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to Umm Hani radiyallahu anha, سَبِّحِ اللَّهَ مِئَةَ تَسْبِيحَةً فَإِنَّهَا تَعْدِلُ لَكِ مِئَةَ رَقَبَةٍ تُعْتِقِينَهَا مِنْ وَلَدِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Umm Hani, say Subhanallah 100 times, and this would equal in reward as though you have freed 100 slaves from the children of Ismail alayhi salam, yani the Arab slaves, which were known to be more expensive. So what does it mean? If I freed a slave, if I earned the reward of freeing a slave, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, for every slave you free, you earn freedom from the fire. So when you say Subhanallah 100 times, you earn the reward of freeing 100 slaves, which means you have freed yourself from the fire 100 times over. Allahu Akbar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, whoever says Allahu Akbar 100 times before sunrise, and he says it 100 times before sunset, it would be better than freeing 100 slaves. Allahu Akbar. So that's Allahu Akbar. The word Allahu Akbar, and you live with the meaning of Allahu Akbar. That Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than everything. Whatever you're distracted with, Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than it. Whatever you're thinking about and bothered of, whatever your calamity is, Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than all of this. What does it mean that He's greater than all of this? Meaning, busy yourself with that which is greater. Busy yourself with Allah Azza wa Jal, since He is greater than everything, and you are acknowledging Allahu Akbar, then show us. Show us in your attitude, in your manners, in your worship. Show me and show Allah Azza wa Jal that He is truly greater than everything. So be busy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how you would be true to the word Allahu Akbar, by always showing concern to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. And above the list are the obligations. So whoever says Allahu Akbar 100 times and lives with it, 100 times before sunrise and before sunset, it is better than freeing 100 slaves. And we said that freeing one slave earns you freedom from the fire. So you freed yourself 100 times over from the hellfire. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, as in the hadith of Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu, whoever says, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير 10 times, that equals in reward as though you have freed 10 slaves. So freeing one slave means that you have freed yourself from the fire. Once again, you freed yourself from the fire 10 times over. Look at the opportunities. Also, another matter that earns you freedom from the fire, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, من طاف بهذا البيت أسبوعا, whoever makes tawaf around the Kaaba أسبوعا, أسبوعا means a week has 7 days, so the hadith means whoever does 7 laps around the Kaaba, يحصيه, he counts 7 laps around the Kaaba, كتب له بكل خطوة حسنة, for every footstep is 1 hasana, and for every footstep Allah removes a bad deed, ورفع بها درجة, and he is raised 1 level, وكان عدل عتق رقبة, and every step would be as though you have freed a slave. And once again, you free a slave, that means you freed yourself from the fire. So tawaf around the Kaaba, and this is something that is encouraged and recommended in Ramadan. If you're able to do a umrah, then these are one of the highly recommended matters in Ramadan to perform a umrah, and that tawaf around the Kaaba would earn you freedom from the fire. And one final matter that I bring to your attention that frees you from the fire, and perhaps this is something that people do on a daily basis, but they don't, or they're not aware of this hadith and the reward that it carries, and that is the sincere sadaqah that you give out of mercy to those who are in need and to the children. Once again, the sincere sadaqah you give out of mercy for those who are in need and for children. And where is the proof for this? This is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. I finally end with this story here. And that is that she mentions that a poor lady came to her and she was carrying 2 children. So a poor lady with 2 daughters came to Aisha radiallahu anha. So Aisha radiallahu anha gave her 3 dates, one for the poor lady and 1 each for her 2 daughters. So this lady took the 3 dates. She gave one to her daughter. She gave another one to her other daughter, and they had eaten their dates. And she came to her date as she was about to eat it. Her 2 daughters had finished their dates. فَاِسْتَطْعَمُوهَا, they requested that last date from the mother. So a mother being a mother, شقت التمرة نصفين, she divided this date into 2 halves. She tore it into 2 halves, and she gave 1 half to 1 daughter and the other half to another daughter. And so she went and she did not eat anything. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she saw this, and she went to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was amazed by what this woman said, and she mentioned this story to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَدْ أَوْجَبَ لَهَا بِهَا الْجَنَّةِ وَأَعْتَقَهَا بِهَا مِنَ النَّارِ, that Allah Azza wa Jal has obligated the paradise for her, meaning the paradise is wajib for this woman. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has freed her because of what she did from the fire. Because of what she did. Once again, what did she do? It was a sincere sadaqah from a mother to her children. And so most definitely, this reward also includes Aisha radiallahu anha, because she's the one who originally gave this entire sadaqah. Don't belittle these matters. Half a date goes a long way in freeing a person from the fire. Half a date. If you were to go to a date store today, they don't sell you half a date. No one sells half a date. But this is the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches the believers in terms of how they should be generous and not to belittle any good they do. And the result is they free themselves from the fire. they earn the paradise. These are matters, the more and more you do of them in the day and the night, the more and more you expose yourself to a chance of being freed from the fire. At the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free us all from the fire. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to forgive our shortcomings. Innahu waliyyu dhalika wal qadiru alayh. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.